Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about the Falcons with you after a big win at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They'll play the Bills on Monday night after the bye week. 34-27 was the final score. And talking with you at 404-726-0929. I'll tell you that there was a little bit of, chops being busted between the Falcons themselves with a big college football weekend. This is kind of funny, Mike. Brandon Dorlus, who went to Oregon, wore all Oregon everything to the game yesterday. Sweatshirt, sweatpants, shoes.
To bust Ebiketie's chops?
And when asked, yo, what are you doing wearing all this? He was like, is this about Arnold Ebiketie, who's a Penn State grad? He was like, yep, and it's all white. So we clowned him because they had the all-white game, and obviously Oregon ended up winning that game in overtime. A great college football game. We're going to talk about the Dogs coming up. Want to grab Brandon on the line here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Kennesaw. Brandon, how are you feeling about the Falcons? What did you think about the performance yesterday?
What's going on, man? Appreciate the time. First of all, I just want to say I told myself I'm not getting emotionally involved this year with the Falcons. That's neither here nor there. But I am definitely am happy that they won, man. I still have this, this bad feeling in my gut every time they play. It's like I'm holding my breath. It kind of seems like I just hopefully we can find some more consistency. I still have any little questions about the coaching decisions. Kind of like, for example, when we're going into the half, we had all our timeouts.
Yep.
It's like, are we taking a knee or are we taking a shot? We're not doing either. We go back in the half with two timeouts.
Right.
I don't
can't
know,
bank
man.
Them. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah, so all around I feel good, man. Just hopefully we can find some consistency and rise up, guys. Appreciate it.
Rise up,
you got it. The Commanders were trying to move the ball again. Looking right now, the sequence he's talking about was minute 41, first and 10. They go no huddle. They get it down to the Washington 33. They run the ball for 2 yards, and then we could have taken a timeout right there. We let the clock run from 1:16 down to 40 seconds. And then eventually we do burn a timeout, but by that point it's too little too late.
Yeah, I'm with you on this. It just felt like the urgency before the half. If you're going to take a lead into the half, great. Let's just take a knee, sit on it, and keep it moving. But it was almost like, okay, let's see what we can do. All right, we're not doing anything. What do you want to do here?
17-10 is the score. Let's go pedal to the metal.
Yeah,
let's make it 20-10 because, because the Commanders, if you call a timeout, you're getting the ball back with over a minute.
Yep.
And then maybe you get into field goal range the way Penix is throwing that thing all over the place. Commanders is not an elite defense, guys. They made some amazing run last year to get to the NFC Championship game. But Dan Quinn's defense, it's not a great defense. So we did what we should have done against it.
Totally agree. Let's shift gears, Mike, and talk a little bit about the Dogs. Tomorrow, Connor Riley is going to join us from Dog Nation. We're going to dive deeper into this because there is, look, when you lose, regardless of what the score is, and it was a great game, right, 24-21, but there's scrutiny that comes along with an L. And part of that scrutiny is Georgia couldn't figure it out defensively against Alabama, specifically on third downs. When they go 13 for 19 on third down conversions, guys, that's moving the chains. So this loss, outside of the whole Kirby narrative, Mike, which is, he's 1-7, he can't beat Bama.
The Alabama thing.
And it's real. I hear you. But that was the biggest problem. They couldn't get off the field on third down, but then it comes down to a series of plays, Mike, where you have to make a decision. Do I kick a field goal and tie the game, or do we try to take command of the game?
I don't mind them going for it. I got no problem with them going for it because you couldn't get Alabama off the field. Now, granted, Alabama didn't score any points in the second half, but it seemed like it, didn't it?
It did.
You couldn't get back on the field.
Yeah.
But I got no problem with going for it there. Just the play doesn't pass the eye test. You know, I mean, and by the way, why you got better athletes than Cash for that job? You got burners. You got White House. You want to go cute? I know Kirby said he'd run it a million times. It has success against Tennessee, but you know with your offensive line and its present composition, guy just blew it up. Guy missed a block, and that thing's dead on arrival.
Yeah, look, I and this stuff always is debatable, right? When it doesn't go your way, I would call the timeout and make sure I got the right personnel in there, got the right running back, the right. If you want to run the play, run the play. If you feel that confident about the play, run the play. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, at least I had the right people on the field. Mm. Now, you're going to say, Dukes, it allows them to, Alabama, to get their guys on the field to counter because you're trying to match personnel up, right? But if you go hurry up, which they did, Mike, Alabama doesn't get a chance to do that, and maybe we catch them off guard. It didn't play out that way. I don't feel like that decision, again, was the deciding factor. It was a big decision. But, guys, a defense to get dominated the way they did in the first half, Mike, and all those third down conversions, that's right. The game, fellas.
And that's the thing. I mean, look, the Tennessee game, they put, boom, 14-0. Alabama's at 14-0 in your house. So a lot of folks, and Connor Riley wrote an interesting article for Dog Nation. He'll join us tomorrow at 4 o'clock, basically saying Schumann is not as aggressive as Georgia's defenses have been in the last couple of years, and maybe, you know, there's something where I know a lot of Georgia fans are going, please, Will Muschamp, come out of your consultancy. Now he's watching his son play for the Commodores up in Vandy. But, yeah, a lot of folks just feeling, man, do you – and I've asked you this question a few times. It's about the line. Sam Pittman just got fired at Arkansas. Love to get him back in the mix at some role at Georgia to help their line because he's just one of the best offensive line coaches in all of football, right? No one debates that.
No doubt.
But and they need some help. You know, and I know they've got some injuries and issues there. The other thing was the plays that they left on the field. The yards after catch. You know, every time they went man-to-man, you're like biting your nails if you're a Georgia fan. They go through zone, they're just carving you up. Simpson was finding the open man. Then there's the Taylor drop. I know the kid's only a freshman, but my God. And I get it. You know, Ryan Williams also dropped one, too. But I don't care about him. Taylor catches that. It's 28-24.
Yeah.
And Alabama's not scoring on you in the second half. Those are the plays that Georgia just could not make happen.
Let me say this. In those games, when you get in a game like that, there's nobody in the huddle looking at you and going, hey, freshman, you're on the field. Trust me. No, you are on the field. You can play. There's nobody in the huddle going, hey, freshman. Technically, that's how you are labeled. But when you're on the field, Mike, these are the 11 best guys on the field right now that we need to make a play. So I just feel like, you know, that was a big moment. He drops it. Let me ask you, go back to Schumann for a second. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're not being aggressive for two reasons. One, you don't have the dudes. Don't know if they do. And I'm talking about as a whole. This defense, you already know this, Georgia fans. It's not as good as it was. You know this. It's just what it is. That doesn't mean they can't win or they won't. Two, you're afraid, Mike, to give up the big play, and therefore it stalls your aggressiveness. You saw Ty Simpson being able to deliver the ball. You're gonna go all out blitz against that and against those wide receivers? I'm not doing that. I'm not letting those guys over the top. So I think he was kind of in between in this game. Like, we got to pick our spots. And when they did, Simpson beat them. And I don't think they have enough dudes, okay, to be as aggressive as they want to. You can do that when you got two big guys up front commanding the line of scrimmage. They just don't have that.
And then, you know, Connor Riley's talking about, you know, a brain drain on your coaching staff on the defensive side of the football, the aggressiveness. And Carl said, you just laid it out. Don't have the athletes. You had two levels of five-star. The years you went back-to-back natties, it could come in. Guys, it could basically totally disrupt the line of scrimmage and dominate it. You don't even have anything close to that right now for Georgia. The other thing, and I saw E.J. Manuel talked about this on the College Football Final on ESPN, Stockton is missing open receivers still.
Mm.
And he, especially in zone coverage, he's got to trust himself. And that's something, you know, Kirby talked about. It's not like he was pulling it up to run. He just wasn't seeing the field. So that's got something that Bobo's going to have to work on.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Big shout out to Georgia Tech. Big win against Wake, 30-29 in overtime. Again, if you casually just tuned in, you might not have seen how this played out. A lot of people think, Mike, the refs, the ACC refs, were a disaster.
Yeah, they were not good. Now, by the way, I think Florida State deserved what they got. First game where, you know, Gus Malzahn could not handle a blitz. And Castellanos said, just like Kirby, Castellanos says it's good. There's some guys with the big heads running around here and needed a reality check. Well, here comes your reality check. It's called the U. But getting back to Tech did not fall into the trap. But you're right. The offsides, no call against Wake. All six Wake Forest fans are really upset, Carl. Feel bad for those two dozen kids who really wanted to storm the field. But, yeah, like, ACC officials are the worst in college, second only to the SEC, who I thought was horrible. I don't want to feel sorry for LSU. I thought the ball was uncatchable on the pass interference. It was the pick six.
I did, too.
But they didn't feel that way. But, yeah, ACC officials were not great. And Brent Key's squad will take advantage. But then if you're a Georgia Tech fan, how many years do you feel you've been screwed?
Absolutely.
By ACC officiating? Going back to Paul Johnson's time.
Yeah. And look, you had to make a play as they went for two in overtime. You did. You get the interception. Bleep, ball game's over. It's not you, like you I know handed the game. They handed the game to you.
Kick or miss one, but you're not an elite offense if you're Wake. I would have kicked and extended the game.
No.
But I know everybody loves the 2-point. Data, you feel the same?
Yeah, I thought they should have, like you said, take the extra point, extend the game, give yourself a chance, because I think they would have got the ball first in that next overtime.
Well,
so
that game ended with an interception in overtime, and so did the Penn State-Oregon game.
Yeah, right? There were like four, maybe five. I got to go back and double check, but I want to
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Say out of the top 25 games, four or five were all overtime games.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really interesting weekend. Dog fans, more on the Dogs tomorrow. We'll dive deeper into college football and the impact of and the polls. Georgia's going to drop. I still think Georgia's going to be in the playoffs. Nothing has changed for me. They played a really determined Alabama team with a great game plan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.